Stark, this is Rick Tiring on Robert Catania. C-A-T-A-N-I-A, Catania. C as in cat. Date of birth is... Date of visit is 6/15/50. I'm sorry. Date of visit is 4/16/26. Date of birth is 6/15/1950. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Dr. Leslie Williams, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Leslie, thank you for sending Robert Catania for primary evaluation. Next, has present illness. This is a 75-year-old male who has had no significant symptoms of cough, shortness of breath, or wheezing, was sent for a chest CT. On 1/19/26, the patient's chest CT showed a focal area of tree and bud nodular infiltrates in the left lower lobe, with nodules measuring up to 1 centimeter. And these were stable in comparison to a previous examination on 10/16/25, and favored to be an infectious process, and further imaging was suggested. There was moderate coronary artery calcifications. The patient also had a chest CT on 10/15/24, which showed a 5 millimeter pulmonary nodule involving the right lower lobe, and scattered calcified granulomas. Repeat chest CT on 10/16/25 showed a new 1 centimeter non-calcified left lower lobe nodule with multiple other adjacent smaller nodules extending to the periphery of the lung. The patient denies significant cough, weight loss, fevers, or chills, or night sweats. He has had no hemoptysis. And denies shortness of breath. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He has had shoulder surgery. As well as hand surgery for dipterans contracture earlier this year. The patient has also dipterans contracture of the left hand. Let's see. Denies history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 16 years and then quit. Alcohol use moderate in the past and is now quit. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of colon cancer, mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue or fever, no night sweats. He has had cataracts, denies hoarseness, sore throat. He has no urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing or cough. Wheezing, but has an occasional cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. And denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. And he has some joint pains, muscle stiffness, pains in his wrists and palms from dipterans, contractures. He has no seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities. And no skin rash, no itching, period. Next paragraph, med list. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily, sertraline, 100 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, 2 tabs daily. Tadalafil, 5 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white male is alert. Pale, no acute distress. There's no sign of the ictus, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 128/80. Pulse, 84, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 192, saturation 98. HENT, anophthalmic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields were clear, no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the artisans were regular as on an S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no megaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. left lower lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Possible atypical mycobacterial disease. And number two is probable underlying COPD. Number three is hypertension. And number four is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. Also get a CT chest without contrast in 1 month. I suggested that he have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules and to rule out atypical mycobacterial infections versus malignancy. A CBC said rate to be done, and a follow-up visit to be arranged here in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Copy for Leslie Williams, M.D., L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams, M.D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.